Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 19th. According to a press release, in the coming days, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will start a baiting operation in the Gunnison Basin to move deer and elk away from roads and to counter the effects of recent snowfall. A meeting to discuss the program is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Fred Field Building at the Gunnison County Fairgrounds. There has been a spike in roadkill mortality recently because of the snowstorms that are driving big game down from the high country. Parks and Wildlife is starting the baiting operations with the goal of protecting drivers and their passengers by preventing wildlife vehicle collisions. Joe Lewandowski, Public Information Officer for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, spoke with KVNF News on Wednesday.
Been asking a lot of questions about deer and elk because they've been quite visible and there's been a lot of snow in the last couple weeks in Gunnison. And what we're planning to do is in some critical areas where deer and elk gather along the road during the winter because that's good winter range for them. There's forage there. But with the snow, we're just trying to be more cautious for public safety, try to draw those animals a little bit off the road. They don't, so drivers don't have to worry about collisions and we can help animals from not getting on the road, not comfortable on the road either.
Parks and Wildlife officers will bait in specific areas along U.S. Highway 50 for about 20 miles to the west and 30 miles to the east of the town of Gunnison.
This is somewhat new for us to do, so we're still figuring out all the logistics, but basically it would be spreading some small amount of food in areas where we have large concentrations of deer and elk, and it would be just enough to, you know, draw them back from the road, and then, you know, unfortunately they will get accustomed to that, but in this situation we think we can do this on a short-term basis, and the conditions in the Gunnison Basin are, while there's been a lot of snow, the snow's been pretty light and the temperatures have been quite warm for Gunnison. And so deer and elk are able to get around, push through the snow, find forage. The area along the road is kind of prime winter range for deer and elk, you know, in all years. It just, with the snow this year, it's causing a little bit more of a concern that there seem to be more animals that have moved out of the high country to lower elevations.
At the meeting tonight, Parks and Wildlife officers will explain the operation and will take questions from the public. They will also be asking for volunteers to help with logistics in case they are needed.
We'll probably need people to help us, you know, spread some food, and we might need people if they have a snowcat or a snowmobile to get into areas that are a little bit more remote. So we're still working on the logistics and the type of help we're going to need. But we're, you know, asking people to show up, and we're going to talk more about the, you know, the weather situation there, and give people a good explanation of what's going on.
Congressman Ryan Zinke had a lot to say about how he'd manage some 500 million acres of the nation's lands, over 99% in western states, during his confirmation hearing on Tuesday. Eric Galatis has this report.
During yesterday's confirmation hearing, Congressman Ryan Zinke, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to run the Interior Department, said he's committed to a balanced and sustainable approach for managing the nation's public lands. Chris Sager with the Western Values Project says lands critical to outdoor recreation economies in Rocky Mountain states are frequently targets of oil and gas development, and says Zinke's approach sounds promising.
The Department of Interior has implemented a number of reforms over the last few years that create a balance between those two uses that make sure that the outdoor economy can continue to flourish alongside the traditional energy industry.
Sager adds Zinke will likely face pressure from energy companies to gut those reforms. Zinke told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee he disagrees with Trump's assertion that climate change is a hoax, but supports oil and gas development on federal lands to boost the economy. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the oil and gas industry, including Halliburton, Oasis Petroleum, and the Red Apple Group, contributed more than $340,000 to Zinke's campaigns in the past. Sager says ultimately Zinke will be judged by his ability to serve the interests of the American people over special interests.
Many of them want to write the rules themselves to make sure that oil and gas development or coal development are the very top priority. We hope that he has the courage to stand up and tell them no.
Zinke told the committee he opposes any transfer or sale of public lands to states and said his three priorities as Secretary of Interior would be to restore public trust in the agency, tackle a national park maintenance backlog of over $12 billion, and support the department's frontline workers. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
According to a press release, the Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comment on a natural gas development proposal that seeks to drill new wells about 12 miles north of Paonia. Gunnison Energy, LLC, wants to drill up to 35 horizontal wells from four new well pads and one existing well pad over the next 3 years, according to its North Fork Main Coast development plan. The three new well pads would be on National Forest System lands and one on private land. The project area, accessed via Gunnison County Road 265, would require construction of up to 4.6 miles of new roads and upgrades to 2.2 miles of existing roads. Gunnison Energy estimates the wells could produce up to 700 billion cubic feet of natural gas over 30 years. The BLM and Forest Service are asking the public to submit comments identifying concerns and issues before they begin drafting the environmental assessment analyzing this proposal. Comments should be submitted by February 21, 2017. Written comments and questions should be directed to the Bureau of Land Management, Attention North Fork Mancos MDP, 2300 River Frontage Road, Silt, Colorado, 81652, or submitted electronically to blm_co_si_mail@blm.gov. Before including your address, phone number, email address, or other personal identifying information in your comment, be aware that your entire comment, including your personal identifying information, may be made public, available at any time. While you can ask the BLM in your comment to withhold your personal identifying information from public view, the BLM cannot guarantee that they will be able to do so. And that was your regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.